to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains. How are you? I hope you're not stopped up. I'm just joking. Anyway, I have an expert here, Kathy Shea. She is with the International School of Colon Hydration. Now, I have some friends that, you know, tried to encourage me to do a colonic enema. And I was thinking about it, doing it, and I went to a particular place, and I did not have a good vibe. I did not have a good experience. And I think a lot of that was because, again, I was ignorant to the process. I didn't know how it could help me mentally, spiritually, physically, the whole thing. So I have invited her here to give us a quick education on exactly what it is. What is colon hydration therapy? She is an expert. She attended school in Switzerland under the tutelage of Dr. Thomas Raw. Since 2016, and after 10 years of intensive study, she has opened up this clinic now in Palm Beach, Florida. I really want to get into the interview. I'm so excited. I have tons of questions, and I think that it's something that we should all be made aware of so that we can get ourselves clear and get ourselves healed. So I'd like to welcome her to the show. Hello, Kathy Shea. How are you?
Hello, April. I'm ecstatic. I'm so happy to be with you today here remotely, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm very honored. I feel privileged to be invited today. Thank you for that.
Well, you know what? Again, I think what you do is unique because so many people don't realize, you know, we talk about, you know, you are what you eat, but you literally are what you eat, and gut health is so important. Because that is what permeates. It's like your heart. It goes through every part of your body. So before we get into my million questions that I have for my brains and you, tell us a little bit about your experience and how you got involved in colonic health.
Well, it's actually a very poignant story, a very intimate story. I was actually in my second alcoholic marriage when I just crashed with chronic fatigue under the stress of living with someone that you didn't know, you know, where they were a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. And I was blessed to be led to my version of Dr. Phil, who was actually a chiropractor and a naturopathic doctor here in Florida. And he was the first doctor that ever looked in my mouth. I had been to a lot of medical doctors, April, but they couldn't find anything physically wrong with me. And, of course, they said it's all in your head. And the truth of the matter is it wasn't all in my head psychologically, although I was under a lot of stress. It was all in my head with heavy metal poisoning from amalgam fillings in my teeth.
Wow.
And Dr. Phil said, your liver's congested. And I said, wait a minute, I'm not the alcoholic. How did my liver get congested?
Right, right.
Because I always equated, you know, challenges with liver with alcoholism. And he said, no, it's filtering everything. It's filtering your blood, and your blood is full of heavy metals from all of this stuff in your mouth. These amalgam fillings. Amalgam means combination. So it was mercury, aluminum, nickel, cadmium, all kinds of things in my teeth.
Wow.
So I began my exploration, and this was before Google, okay? This was back in the 80s, early 80s, yeah. But he had colon hydrotherapy in his office, and he said, I think what we'll do is a gentle three-day cleanse and help you get your liver moving. Let's give you a little dandelion tea. I mean, he was very gentle, you know, even with his chiropractic care. He never did any strong thrusting. He was always very gentle. So I really took to this gentleman because I knew I needed help, and I hadn't had any help from, you know, mainstream medicine. So all I can say is I had two colonics per week for 6 weeks, and what I learned was clearing the clutter created clarity. I was able to finally get the courage to walk out of the codependent relationship, get away from the alcoholic, get myself into Al-Anon, get myself a sponsor, and continue my journey of mental, emotional, and spiritual health. And then, you know, you get guided when you start a path like this, especially
right.
with, you know, the personal and spiritual transformation that happened for me. And I ended up meeting a wonderful man by the name of Michael Shea, whom I am now married to almost 30 years.
Wow.
And we traveled the world. I became licensed in Florida. We're the only state that has a license for colon hydrotherapy. It's under the massage law since the 1940s. And then I became internationally certified. I'm a member of IACT, which is our International Association for Colon Therapy. I'm a certified instructor, a certified school. God just led me. I just ran with this thing because I became so passionate about how much better I felt on every level. And I now have therapists that I have trained in 32 countries.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of them. I'm like mother hen.
Exactly. Well, let me kind of go through some of these questions and explain to, you know, you and my brains the experience I had. So I had some friends, you know,
yes.
they're saying, hey, you know what, go and get
mm-hmm.
a colonic enema. It's going to help you accelerate mm-hmm. your weight loss. You're going to feel a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
So before I did that, I decided,
mm-hmm.
let me just take it slow and do a colon cleanse with some tablets. Well,
mm-hmm.
I did the colon cleanse. You know, you take one day, two the next day, three the next
mm-hmm.
day. I developed a polyp. So it didn't go real well for me. So after I got over that, I said, okay, well, you know, that was probably an isolated incident. So I go to this clinic, and I go
mm-hmm.
to get this colonic, and I did not feel comfortable. Now, everything was sanitary. It looked like she had disposable
mm-hmm.
tubings, but she did not walk me through the process. She didn't tell me what was going to go on. All I knew is that there was going to be some warm water in a tube up my booty. and God knows what was going to come out. Now, a couple things. I want you to kind of explain the process of what that is.
Mm-hmm.
But also, people have told me that they have had it done and worms have come out of their of their intestines.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, you know,
okay.
they've never done it. There's a lot of people that don't even want to take a laxative. They have to get that stuff
mm-hmm.
out. I mean, isn't it 28
mm-hmm.
feet of intestines in your stomach?
Yes, it's anywhere from 28 to 35 feet, depending on the length of the person. You know, your large intestine is as long as you are tall. So my husband is 6'4". I'm 5'8", and his colon is much larger than mine. But let me address some of these pieces individually, because I truly believe that the polyp that you're referring to was probably already there, and it may have just been irritated by the laxative products that you took. I never recommend laxative products of any kind.
Oh, okay.
They are dehydrating, they are irritating, and they often will create this kind of, discomfort. You never know when they're going to hit, et cetera, et cetera. I'm a bigger fan of magnesium, April. April's, you know, this is a piece of education. Magnesium is the mineral of the muscles. And
okay.
most women who have menstrual cramps, most men who get Charlie horses if they work out or whatever, this is a sure sign that there is a mineral deficiency. And the bowel is a big tube of muscles from, you know, the top down.
Right.
So if you don't have enough magnesium, you're not going to have routine, regular, what I call complete bowel movements. So that's one thing I wanted to address. Secondly, I want to acknowledge you for following your gut feeling. Second brain in our gut. It's really our primary brain because it's our instinctual brain. It's the brain that kicked in when you just didn't feel comfortable because
mm-hmm.
this person didn't walk you through the process. So I really want to acknowledge you for that, because this is something that we help people cultivate. How do you know what feels right or what's wrong? How many times have I turned left when my gut said I should have turned right? And of course I got lost.
Right.
So to answer your question about helping people understand the process, the first step is we interview the person over the telephone. There are people for which colon hydrotherapy is not indicated. It's not safe. For example, a pregnant woman, I would never want to interfere with her gestation process.
Right.
someone who's elderly and taking 6, 7, 8, 9 medications. They are medically complex, and we cannot, interfere with those medications. Mm-hmm. The other person would be someone who has high blood pressure that is uncontrolled. Now, my cousin is, on her medication for blood pressure. It's controlled to be safe. But we're talking about the person who goes every 3 or 4 months to get their blood pressure checked, and they keep changing the medication because it's not working right, okay? So these are challenges, hernias. If somebody's already got a weak abdominal area with a herniation, we don't want to put water in there and stretch it more. So we interview them over the phone before we invite them to come into our office, or there are times when I would do a consultation. Maybe I need to touch their belly or just meet with them because they have a lot of questions, more than I can answer over the telephone. And a lot of people are just downright scared. I know I was. You're going to put what? And you're going to put it where? Wait a minute.
Right.
That's a one-way exit, okay? I hear that a lot. So having a consultation and earning their trust, showing them our space, showing them the speculum, in fact, having them take a speculum home, that's the tube that goes in the rectum. They can even try and put it in at home themselves with a little bit of natural herbal salve, which we can give them. There's a lot of things we can do to help ease the anxiety or the curiosity that people would have around this process. Then when they come in for their first appointment, we take them through the entire process, explaining everything prior to them getting undressed and on my table. And I will say this is probably one of the most important pieces to the way I teach the certification. It's 100 hours. You're with me 10 days in a clinical setting. And you have to be able to show me that you can work with people and help them understand the process and explain all that prior to putting them on the table. So this
right.
is a very important piece that you did not get.
No, I
now,
didn't.
The one thing is a great conversation because I take samples of fecal matter and I send them to the laboratories and I get all kinds of responses and readings on things like that. And I have seen what would look like a worm that goes through the tube because there's a view tube that, everything's contained within tubing. There's no odor. There's no exposure to this waste. It's very sanitary. As you said earlier, everything's disposable. But the device itself, which is mounted on the wall, has a glass tube, and we can assess and we can observe and we can evaluate what's going through. In fact, just this morning I had a client, and it looked like a big old worm that was coming out of her, but it wasn't. I've taken these to the lab, and I've had them analyzed many times, and they always come back with the same diagnosis from the lab because I can't diagnose, but the lab can. They're called mucus strings, and mucus strings are very, very common when 100-degree water gets infused into the rectum, and it literally melts off this extra layer of mucus.
Mm.
If somebody has worms, April, they're going to be emaciated. They're going to have voluminous, explosive diarrhea. They're going to be very, very sick looking for an infectious disease specialist. Not Kathy Shea. Not Kathy Shea for flying. Okay.
All right.
So this is
all right. Well, thank you for explaining that.
Topic.
That makes great sense. There's something that they say, coffee enemas. You hear all of these celebrities in Hollywood, and they're trying to lose the weight, really quickly before they get into that Oscar gown.
Yes.
What is your thought about a coffee enema?
Coffee enemas are very, very stimulating for the liver. And when I was first diagnosed with liver congestion, back in the early 80s by my Dr. Phil, he actually had the colon hydrotherapist infuse coffee into my body after the colon hydrotherapy, because here's what people miss about colonics. I don't ever have any conversation with anybody about weight loss, but I have a tape measure in my bathroom for them. Inches are lost around their waist. People come to me, they think they're fat, April. They're not fat. They're bloated. They're constipated. They are full of gas and excess fecal matter.
Right.
So they lose inches. The coffee and whatever you put in the rectum, enters the bloodstream immediately. In fact, when I travel to Europe and I teach over there, I'm always amazed. 90% of the medications that they give to people in Europe are given by suppository, which is, medicine that goes into the rectum. Yes, yes, because it enters the bloodstream immediately. You don't get digestive upsets. You don't tear up the small intestine with these medications, which leads to a condition called leaky gut, which is a whole other podcast that you and I can talk about.
Okay.
Because leaky gut syndrome is the cause for acne, allergies, asthma, autism, autoimmune diseases, we call it the 5 A's. But this whole thing with coffee has to be done with some support, because when it enters the bloodstream, we have this huge vein that takes the substance from the bowel called the portal vein. Excuse me. The portal vein carries the water up to the liver during a colonic. It'll carry the coffee up to the liver during a colonic, and the caffeine will stimulate the liver to, contract and release. I even put probiotics in the bowel, hoping to get the probiotic to circulate.
Right.
So the bile that the liver makes is mostly water, April. Colon hydrotherapy is primarily about hydration and getting more fluid into the liver and the tissues so that somebody can go ahead and create more bile, have it go through the digestive tract, and hopefully eliminate more fecal matter. Also urine. We're washing the kidneys as well when we do colon hydrotherapy.
Right, right. I also heard from a friend that this can also be addictive. I mean, people have a euphoric clarity, an energy, a spiritual awakening. Have you heard that before, that colonics can be almost addicting?
Well, I can certainly testify to the fact that I did have a spiritual awakening. As I said earlier, this cleansing cleared a lot of clutter out of my body and created a tremendous amount of clarity and gave me the courage to get out of this dysfunctional relationship I was in. I would say that if somebody is already challenged with what I call distorted self-image or eating disorder, whether it's anorexia or bulimia, I had a lot of these young women who came up from Miami, because I'm not that far away, who were models, and they would come up and, they'd starve themselves for days before their photo shoot on the beach in their bikinis, and then they would want to get colonics to get their flat tummies and, get hydrated and look real good on the camera. I mean, this was a huge learning for me, and I had to get supervision from a psychotherapist who specialized in eating disorder, because since I was in Al-Anon and I realized how I was enabling my alcoholic, I did not want to enable the addiction of these young women.
Right.
So, yes, there is a challenge with a small percentage of my clients who are already struggling with food challenges.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So people be aware of that, be sensitive to that, and if you are a physician or a psychotherapist, this is definitely something that you can talk to them about, because, again, we want it to be safe. We want to talk a little bit about probiotics. I'm a big fan of probiotics. I take one every day to really try to keep my gut health positive. And I also have a regular elimination, more than one. And I remember back when I was a young flower, I did not have regular eliminations. The only time that I would is when I was during my menstrual cycle. But other than that, it would be sporadic, maybe today, maybe every other day. So, that is a part of the problem. So I started taking these probiotics, and they really, really help. And, again, the stool is supposed to be soft. It's not supposed to be hard and compact, and you can really tell. And do people even look in the toilet after they eliminate? You want to see what's coming out so that you know what's going in. I mean, again, we're going deep on this conversation because I want people to know and to pay attention.
Amen, sister. Well, part of the process that I take my clients through is, because they're not with me, every day, I need to know what's happening and how we're improving and things, are progressing. They're sending me photos of what's going on in the toilet because I want everybody looking. And it's part of my study of what is called scatology. Did you know that in ancient Tibetan medicine, that's the first thing they look at for their diagnostics? His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, has his fecal matter analyzed every single day, and that's how they know what to feed His Holiness. This is an ancient science of scatology.
Well, you know what? I heard this, since you brought that up, I heard that they collect the president's poop. They sure do.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
Well, I mean, I've heard that. I have some friends that work in the Pentagon, and they said that they collect the president's poop. So this makes sense. I mean, you know, what you're saying as far as analyzing it and knowing what's going on with the body.
Yes. April, people take more care of their pets than they do of their own bowels. Let me tell you something. They will take the dog for the walk 3 times a day, but they won't sit on the toilet for 10 minutes 3 times a day. They'll make sure the cat doesn't have any worms in the litter box and get it dewormed if need be, but they won't get a stool test. They will balk if I tell them you have to spend this money, you know, on a stool test so we can find out what's going on. You know, they take better care of their cars. You know, they have the car washed every week or whatever, twice a week. I'm challenging people to just think about their body as a holy temple. And your question around probiotics is timely because one of the things I speak about at conventions all over the world is this whole gut microbiome research. My husband is a PhD. He's a phenomenal researcher. And every day he's giving me research articles. So we have the current science in the PowerPoint when I get invited to speak. And my students, of course, get the benefit of this. Prebiotics are the foods that actually feed your probiotics, like garlic and onion and asparagus and even, you know, green banana. So we get people involved in nutrition for their prebiotics. Probiotic foods that I really like are what my grandma made, homemade sauerkraut.
Right.
And if you don't want to make it or don't know how, go to Trader Joe's and get their sauerkraut. It's the best. It's delicious. You can culture vegetables. I cultured green beans the other day just with pink salt and water in a brine like they do the sauerkraut. So a big part of my training is getting people back into the kitchen. A big part of my three-day retreat that I'm inviting you to come to, you know, I only take 2 people at a time for 3-day gentle cleansing. You're in my kitchen. I'm the only colon hydrotherapy school that I know of that has a full kitchen. We're doing crock pot meals. We're doing dehydrated raw meals. We're doing smoothies. We're doing cultures. You know, of course, it's all organic. We go to our local CSA, Community Supported Agriculture, and get everything organic. So this piece around probiotic that you're sharing is what I hear very often, April. It improves motility. It's like putting fertilizer in your garden. Hopefully it's manure and it's organic fertilizer. You wouldn't, you know, spring is coming. Stay tuned, folks. It's not far off. I know there's a lot of snow still. My husband's in it right now in upstate New York. But when spring comes, you go out and you till the soil and you pull the weeds, right?
Exactly.
That's what colon hydrotherapy does. Then you
put down your
flowers and fertilizer.
I'm a big fan of kimchi. And I go out and I go to a particular restaurant, and I tell you, before I have the soup or anything, I just really get into the kimchi, and it really makes my stomach feel good. Let me ask another thing. Now, you talked about nutrition, which is very important, but after you have this type of cleansing, how do you reintroduce food? Because that's another issue that I had. Okay, so after I did this colon cleanse and I got over it, I went out and had me a steak. Kathy? Baby, I was coming up out the ground, okay? It took 8 days, literally, to eliminate that piece of dead meat. And my daughter, she has stopped eating red meat, and her menstrual cycle and everything has just streamlined. She says she feels so much better, the bloating. So introducing, quote unquote, and you know, this is, I love meat too. I eat it, you know, occasionally, but I really try to abstain from it. Putting that poison back into your body, it sends your body into a shockwave.
Yes, it can. And certainly if it's not grass-fed, organic, you know, from a happy animal. So I love what you're sharing because I'm also a meat eater. I much prefer a free-range organic chicken. I get it at either Whole Foods or Earth Fare or Trader Joe's or somewhere.
Right.
Even Costco has them now in two packs, which are delicious. If you want, if you have a big family, you can feed your family for $20 with these two birds. They're very, very clean and delicious. We have fish. I'm nearby, you know, the local fishmonger here.
Yeah, I love fish.
Honestly, I'm not a red meat fan, but when we are in Europe, especially in Switzerland in the fall, or Italy in the fall, it's cold. I like lamb chops.
Oh, yes.
Well, ground lamb and lamb are much easier to digest. It's a younger animal. It'll move through your body much faster. Cow and beef products have a particular protein called beta-lactoprotein, which I learned about from Dr. Rao, and this is not a good thing. Dairy products, off the team from a cow. I can do goat cheese, perfectly delicious. I can do sheep cheese, especially when I'm in Italy. It's heavenly. But as far as the yogurts and the cheddars and all that, I just don't do them anymore, and I feel much better.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. Well, you have been a wealth of information. Yes, you have. Please tell my brain how they can get in contact with you if they want to.
Yes.
Do you have an online program as well? Do you have any courses that you teach people online?
Part of my teaching is done online when they come to be certified for the 100 hours. They do prep at home and also webinars with me. But the 3-day retreat that I'm inviting you to is for anybody. They don't have to be, you know, interested in becoming a professional. This is for anybody. I love working with families, especially young families that have children, because the next gen really doesn't know a lot of what I know from my grandma. You know, I turned 65 last year. My husband's 70. You know, we're very much into the old ways and their home remedies and getting people back in nature. I can be reached at info@CathySheaSchool.com. 561-775-9912. I'd be happy to offer your listeners, your brains out there, a free 15-minute telephone consultation as long as they identify that they heard this podcast, and very happy to help people. And they can also go to my YouTube, Kathy Shea channel, and you can see me in action, see a lot of what I'm sharing about right now, as well as the information on the safe, closed system of colonics. That's what I teach. Amazon.com for my book, Colon Hydrotherapy, The Shea Way. April,
well,
thank you.
Thank you so much, Kathy, because this is so important. And I am going to take you up on that offer. Brains, you know I'm going to report back, okay? Because I am on a mission. I'm on a mission to look good and to feel good. And it is not about vanity. It is about sanity.
I love it.
And so I'm going to come down there. We're probably looking like the fall, and I will circle back around. Brains, please go to my Facebook page, A Good Person Productions, or April Mahoney on Facebook, and there you will find the link to Kathy Shea's video that shows you the equipment that she uses and her turnkey approach to success and to wellness. Again, I thank you so much. From my bottom, because the top just isn't deep enough.
You're so very welcome, April, and I bless you and all the people listening and the whole world. We got a lot of work to do, and we're willing to do it, helping people one day at a time.
And we're going to have to bring on some other professionals to talk about how they're, you know, ingesting medications through the anus, because that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. So again, thank you so much for coming to the edge, Kathy. I think that you are the best, and thank you for dedicating your life to getting people well in a non-traditional kind of way.
I'm passionate. I can get your passion, too. We're in it together. Thank you, sister.
All right. Bye, brains. I love you.
Bye, everybody. Thank you. Blessings.